You're listening to Talk Soap. The first rule of Talk Soap is that we do talk soap. So lather up as the hosts catch you up in the week of Daytime Dish. Now, here are your hosts.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to the newest episode of Talk Soap. This is your host, Douglas, and so much to talk about tonight. It's going to be two shows in one. So here's how it's going to go before I introduce the panel. For starting, we're going to try something new. As you longtime listeners know, we've been around for quite a while, and we've had different panel. We're like The View. We just have a rotating co-host all the time. But it's good to have a different perspective from different people's views with soaps. But we tried earlier in this season to add hot topics to it. Then it ended up being, you know, got too excited about hot topics and then not enough on soaps and vice versa. So what we're going to do is every Thursday, it's going to be a two-parter where we're going to talk about soaps and be as passionate as we always have been. And then we're going to actually, you know, end that show, but don't hang up because even though we're going to play the outro music, we're going to then start the intro music and then start the hot topics portion. Then I'm going to edit them and split them in two and upload them so that way people who want to listen to the soaps can listen to the soap and those who want to listen to the hot topics can listen to the hot topics. This will bring in more listeners, people with shorter attention spans, and, well, that's all of us pretty much. So anyway, on with the show. So welcoming to the panel for the first time, she's no stranger to online podcasting. She has her own show, and she'll talk about that as well. But we have been missing one thing from the show, Michael. What kind of person have we been missing from the show, Michael?
We have not had anybody who watches Days of Our Lives, which is a shame because it's a good show. Hello. And we just haven't had time to watch it ourselves. So we've been missing that element.
Oh my gosh, what's going on? Michael?
Hello, yes?
Oh, have you guys heard everything I said?
I've heard everything you said.
Oh, okay. Was you on mute?
No, I don't even know how to do that.
Oh, I don't know. You just weren't there. Okay, did everybody hear what I was just saying?
I heard you. Yes.
Did anybody hear me?
Well, I didn't hear you because I was trying to do a segue into you, Michael. Where were you at?
I've been here the whole time.
Okay,
the timing was perfect. No kidding.
I know. I was all about.
You
I was
apparently couldn't hear each other. It couldn't have worked out better.
Okay, so let's try this again. So, what have we been missing from the show, Michael?
We have been missing someone who watches Days of Our Lives, and it's a good show. And we just haven't had anyone who watches it, and we haven't had time to watch it ourselves, so we've missed out on that element.
Exactly. So we're going to be welcoming Courtney to the show. Courtney, hello.
Hello, Douglas. How are you?
Good. It's good to hear your voice again. I know we worked on some previous shows together with someone else, and I'm glad to have found you again and brought you on board. So just tell us a little bit about yourself. You know, just nothing, not your whole bio, but just a little something about yourself.
I have pretty much done everything under the sun and then ended up being offered a position to go on to Blog Talk Radio. And I did some guest spots with some other shows. And then, after the one that I had been on for quite some time ended up, you know, ending, I moved on and started my own show, 3B Soap Reviews. And I have done Young and the Restless, a little bit, but I've kind of backed off from doing it because I don't watch it enough. So I'm just simply on Days of Our Lives now.
All righty then. Sorry, I'm having some kind of technical issue. Can you guys hear me now?
You're kind of blurry.
Not
now,
very well.
So I can hear you.
Goodness gracious, what is going on? Hold on a minute. Let me try this thing. Sorry, guys. This is not normally how it goes. Okay, can you hear me okay now?
It's kind of the same. You kind of sound echoey.
Yeah.
I hate echoey. I'm trying something new, and I should have tried it before we went on air. So let me try something. Hold on a second. Because when Courtney was talking, she cut.
There?
Hello?
Okay, are you there?
Oh, you sound much better.
Okay. All right. Well, because I went ahead and just had to plug headphones in instead. I have an iMac, and it's supposed to have that noise cancellation thing, but apparently it was making me echo. So anyway, hope everybody heard what Courtney said, because I didn't. Gosh, this is not a way to go to start the day. So anyway, Kelly, welcome to the show.
What's up? How's it going?
Happy early Valentine's Day to you.
Oh, yes. Happy freaking Valentine's Day.
And Michael, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And sorry about the technical difficulties. That's what you get when you have internet radio shows and you don't live in Hollywood where you can live by the life of Ryan Seacrest and all them other Elvis Durans and all them kind of people. And also special Valentine's wish to you too, Courtney.
Thank you. Thank you. No Valentine's for me, but thank you.
That's okay. We'll be each other's Valentine's Day. All right. Well, let's just get right into it because we have a lot of daytime stuff to coverage. Plus then we're going to be doing our second portion as well. So let's just jump right in. How we're going to do this so that way we can get Courtney involved is we're going to do General Hospital first, then Days, so she can let us know what's going on in the world of Salem. We all don't watch it, so this is going to be good for the listeners who've been saying, why don't you ever cover Days? Well, here we go. So, and then we'll talk about Young and Restless, and then, of course, as usual, Kelly gets her 30 seconds of Bold and Beautiful time.
I don't even need 30 seconds today for Bold and Beautiful. I'm telling you.
That's okay. All right.
It's pitiful.
Well, that's good. Then we'll save it for 15 seconds then. All right. Well, let me just do a quick rundown. Fluke is Luke. The Haunted Star was saved by Sunny. Sunny was pardoned. Neil sees all. Phyllis moves in with Victor. Neil and Nikki share drinks together. Franco quotes James Franco movie quotes under LSD. Helena and Luke jailed. Helena got out. Jake remembers all. Sam puts the pieces together. Dylan strikes Joe again. Austin quits. And Kelly causes trouble. Oh, my gosh. All that and more. So let's just jump right into General Hospital. So, Michael, what did you think about all this year? Everybody's wondering who the hell Fluke is. And it's always been Luke under Helena's spell. What did you think about that twist?
You know, It's been interesting. I knew with Ron and Frank in charge that nothing they do is simple. You know, like as soon as we knew it wasn't Luke, you know, my mind first went to Bill Eckert. I thought they like to nod to their show's history. This is what they're going to do. But then I thought, don't be simple. Everyone's going to think the same thing. And why would they pick something that everyone would assume they're going to do? So I knew at some point it would turn out differently. And even though we know it is Luke, we don't really know how he got there. I mean, we know Helena's involved somehow, but I just know that they're going to throw us for a loop. Something's going to happen that I would never even have suspected. You read a lot of rumors about it being dissociative identity disorder, which they have, you know, a hand at doing that before. I don't know if I want that. I don't think I want it to be that way. We've had him on the air for 40 years, you know, and now it's just coming up. So hopefully that's just a rumor. But if they choose to go that way, I know they'll do it in a good way that kind of makes sense. So I'm along for the ride. I'm still not sure what to think about it. I just know that I'm excited. And the fact that Lulu blew up at him today and just got mad. Oh, and yesterday she got mad at Nicholas. I just love seeing her mad at her family. It makes me happy.
Yes.
So I've been happy with Luke, all of that.
Yeah. Now, let me just ask something. As I was saying that and saying, you know, now that we were told that it's really Luke all this time and, you know, potentially under the spell of Helena. But wait a minute. There was two Lukes in the basement and at the previous place that Fluke was holding Luke. So there are two people that look alike unless it was just an image or something. What do you think about that?
That is the part that's hard. I mean, in the basement, you know, like we saw Luke tied up, but you know, I don't know if it's been said for sure this was it, but it makes sense that he dug up Bill Eckert. He's talking to the skeleton, you know, dressed up with the bomb, but he was seeing Luke, and so we saw what he saw. So I can get that. I can buy that. But before you know, Luke was quote unquote rescued from Miscavige, there were the scenes where both Lukes are looking at each other. And I mean, hospital personnel would notice if they had a skeleton dressed up in a you know, in a crazy outfit. So I don't know. That's what I don't know, how they're going to tie it in together. I trust that it's going to be good and that I'm going to be entertained. But I have no idea how they could even do that. I have no idea.
Yeah. Kelly, what'd you think about this storyline per se from the last week?
Well, now I'm a few days behind, and so today I'm in the middle of, I've watched like 6 episodes because I didn't have to work today. So I've been trying to catch up, and so today's episode was where, the one that I saw, the last one I saw was where Sonny got pardoned and Michael flew off the handle, and, you know, Luke actually like said, I am Luke. Whatever his middle name is. Yeah. And like took the bow in his cell. And I was just waiting for Helena to be like, dude, shut up. Like sit down. But my favorite part of the last like couple of episodes I watched was when Nicholas had that knife to her throat. I was like, please cut her because she's the one screwing everything up for everybody.
Exactly.
Like, cut her. Just cut her. But yeah, when Lulu was going slap off on Nicholas, I was like, that's the best ever because she's feisty. And I wanted to like tweet it out and be like, you know, old Abby is killing it, man. She is, she's good. Like,
yeah.
I don't know that I ever liked her on The Young and Restless, but like, I love her here. So,
yeah,
maybe it's she's just got the context of her stories and stuff, but.
Yeah, she's got a fire in her over here, that's for sure. I mean, I do like, you know, I do like Emmy Ryland over on Young and Restless because she was the like the first adult Abby, and she was a little bit more feisty and fiery than this new boring Adam. I mean, Abby, because this Abby just, you know, we'll get to Young and Restless in a minute, a little bit, but this Abby's just, for me, just a little spoiled brat bitch that, you know, I don't see her riding in on a horse naked like we saw Emmy Ryland do. So anyway, but we'll get to that. So now I'm gonna ask Courtney something. Courtney, which soap operas do you watch? Because I know you do a review show and we're gonna promote that in a little bit, but what soaps do you watch?
I watch Days and I do watch Young and the Restless. I haven't, as of lately, I haven't, and I've given General Hospital a shot. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like I'm never going to catch up. That's how I feel.
Yeah.
So that's where I'm at.
Well, with Us Weekly, you'll get caught up. And I mean, I started 2 years ago or a little over 2 years ago, whenever the One Life Delivers joined the show, I started watching it. And then I took a break last summer when I took my shows off the air for the summer. And I started back up, and it's so fast paced. It's so different than any of the other soaps because it's just so, there's so much going on constantly, and it's good stuff going on. Can't be sometimes, of course, but it's good. So it's a good show to just jump on. I mean, Kelly just started a couple months ago when Billy Miller went over there from Young and Restless, and she's already caught up. And if she has any questions, she just asks Michael because Michael's watched it longer, and then I've watched it a little bit longer than she has. So anyway, and you'll hear us talk about this because we try to alternate the shows each episode. So now us three have seen this episode the other day where Franco and Nina was in the hospital room, and he's you know, Nina's just sitting there talking to him, you know, he's just staring up in space, and he's like, I do recognize you. And then he just starts freaking out. He's like, my arm is stuck. I had to do it. I had to cut off my arm. I had to cut off my arm, which was hysterical because what he's doing, if nobody even seen James Franco, who originated this role of Franco, play in 127 hours, you wouldn't have got the joke because in that Academy of nominated film that he was in, he was stuck between a rock and a hard place literally and had to hang there and cut his arm off in the movie. And then he goes on to talk about how awful, you know, it is to be up on stage and host the Oscars with Anne calling Nina Anne Hathaway. And it was just funny because James and Anne did a horrible job of hosting the Academy Awards a few years back. So I'm anxious to see where this dynamic's going with and how long this is going to go with Roger Howarth playing Franco on a major overdose amount of LSD with Nina. So what do you think about that, Michael?
I thought it was fun. I like how if you're in on the joke, like they do all these little things and one-liners and, you know, all these things. If you don't know them, you're still entertained. You just might not understand why. So I really like that. And I kind of like I think it was Nina who asked the doctors, like, how is it possible for people in the mental institution to just get copious amounts of LSD in liquid form and all that? And so it's just kind of fun. So I don't know what's going to happen. I doubt, you know, we haven't seen any rumors about him leaving or getting killed off or anything like that. So it makes me curious to see where this is going to go.
Yeah. Kelly, what are your thoughts?
I mean, you know, I love him regardless. But today he was like, in the last episode I saw, he was like trying to climb the wall, like to get away from Nina. And she was like, she would touch his arm or touch his leg or something. And he would like off into another dimension. And I mean, like, it was some of the funniest stuff. Like, I don't know that I've, you know, like laughed out loud at anything on a soap opera in a really long time. And so like, I did with some of that stuff. And I was just like, and she's trying to talk to the, you know, talk to the people, I guess the EMTs coming to Grimm. And he's just like, bah, 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 bah. And she's trying to ask questions. And finally she just kisses him to shut him up. And I was just like, that's nice. There you go. But yeah. I mean, like, that crush for me. I like it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, it's fun. There now, what are your thoughts, Michael, on Ava? We know last week we saw Ava get shot by Carlos and then was overboard. And then, as we talked about, she was hanging for her dear life. Sunny leans over to try to hold on to her and slips through the fingers. And now she's been presumed dead. What are your thoughts? What do you think is going to happen there? Yeah. From your opinion?
I mean, so we all know, or Courtney, you will know, that my favorite character on General Hospital was Connie Falconeri. And it hurt my heart when she died. And I know she's fake, and I know she's not real, and it's fiction, but I was affected. And to have it be Ava who did it, I was like, what? But Ava is my favorite character now. So now that she could be dead, you know, oh my goodness, I don't know what to do. So,
just real quick, I want to just let Courtney know that who he's talking about, Connie Falconeri, was played by the girl that's on Young and Restless now, played Sage, who was with the new Adam, if you're caught up with Young and Restless at all. So that's the actress he's talking about. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I've noticed that a lot of actors have gone over to this. So
yeah, they're swapping networks. Okay, go ahead.
So it's just, you know, I don't want her to be dead because she's my favorite. And those soaps and deaths and Soap Opera Digest, you know, they always have those covers, you know, someone's going to die. And then, you know, they don't, or they do in a different way, or it's a minor character. And so my aunt and I watched that episode together, and she said, did Ava just die? I'm like, no. I have not seen anything on Twitter or Facebook. We would know if she was leaving the show. I'm sure of it. We would. So I feel she's hanging out somewhere. Maybe she's faking her death. Maybe she's hiding to get away from Sunny. Maybe she's going to come back and let Kiki know. But I don't think we've seen the last of her at all. And the way that their stories have kind of been going now, since so many people are on the canvas, you know, they feature, you know, a handful of people while others are on the back burner, and they kind of switch and take turns. So I'm not surprised that we haven't seen her, and I wouldn't be surprised if we don't see her for a month or so. But she'll be back.
Yeah, I think, you know, she flew overboard like Drusilla did on Young and Restless. And I think, unlike Drusilla, I think she will just, you know, she'll be away for a little bit. Maybe Maura needs some time, or, you know, whatever, you know, storyline reasons, they're going to take her off set for a while to get everybody to believe she's, quote, dead, like they've done it on all the shows. And then she's going to make the surprise return. But what sucks is if she is out there and she's alive and she's cooping and stuff, I'm sure she's missing her brand new baby, Avery. So I hope it's got to be tough, because right now, you know, Kiki is doing the best, and Morgan is helping out. And now Sunny, as of today and yesterday, you know, he's really wanted to be a part of this, of the baby's life. Kelly, what do you think about the Ava situation?
I have been quite concerned. I watched the episode when she fell off the bridge, like either, I don't know, at like 1 o'clock one night this week or like early this morning. And I'm like, dear God, if Maura West leaves General Hospital, I am going to be devastated. So I did do, you know, quite a bit of Googling to make sure that I hadn't missed somewhere that she was leaving the show, or,
And I was about half a second from Michael sending you a message, and you're like, where is she? Like, why is she not on the screen? I need to know that she's not dying and leaving the show. But, you know, it's kind of like, good grief. It's kind of like Michael said, you know, like, I'm just going to wait for her to come back. Because, like, I love her. So, I don't know. It's sad because, like, you know, like, I guess it's kind of odd, like, when, you know, when you sit there watching these shows and you're like, oh, I can relate to how, you know, to how she feels. And so, like, mm-hmm. you know, I've lost a parent. So when, you know, when my fine son, Detective Man Grayson, is telling her, and I'm telling you, it breaks my heart that he's a bad guy, by the way. Yeah. Anyway, I guess we'll talk about that more in a minute, too. But, I mean, like, when he's telling her, you know, like, we're calling off the search, like, we think your mom's dead, I'm just like, oh, gosh. And, I mean, like, it takes you back to, like, you know, recalling those memories that you had of times that maybe you hear news like that, and it's like, so I did sit and cry through about 45 minutes of General Hospital today. So, but, yeah. I mean, like, as much as I don't like Kiki the character, like, she's killing it right now.
Yeah.
And didn't Kiki with the baby remind you of, you know, Star and Hope, you know, from One Life to Live? It was kind of nice seeing her with the baby again. I just like
Yeah, it was. But it's going to be interesting because, you know, Kristen Olsen's no longer playing Kiki. We have a new Kiki coming, and I'm sure she debuts either at the end of this month or next month. So it's going to be an interesting dynamic to see a new actress coming to General Hospital. And speaking of new actresses coming to General Hospital, longtime soap actress Rebecca Budig is joining General Hospital in a quote killer role. And
wait, really?
Do you know who that is? Don't you?
I do, Greenlee, but I don't know her work. This is I'm caught off guard. Go on.
Okay, so it says Daytime Confidential says gasp, breathe, deep breathe, inhale, exhale, breathe. My holy trinity of soap actresses is complete. Rebecca Budig has joined General Hospital. Frank and head writer Ron and has been teasing big casting news for days. These finally were delivered on Tuesday, revealing All My Children. Rebecca, who played Greenlee, is joining the soap in a quote killer role. For those who do not listen to the Daytime Confidential podcast, Budig is one of their three favorite actresses currently in daytime, along with Emily Ryan and Maura West. Now all three will be on General Hospital, he says. While Cartini is granting soap opera wishes, can I get an Ava and Morgan reunited, Johnny and Lulu back together, and have some Dylan Cornermain and Brooklyn Ashton return, pretty please? So it says a killer role, so I'm anxious to see how she is. Now, I remember Rebecca on Guiding Light. I believe that's Guiding Light she was on way back in the day, I believe. If that's the right actress I'm thinking of. But I know she was Greenlee on All My Children, so I'm excited about that. So what are your thoughts on that, since you're familiar with Greenlee?
Well, I know who she is. I never really watched All My Children until it was online, so I don't really know the real show. But she was just, even though I didn't watch the show, I just always thought she was so beautiful, and I just loved reading interviews with her and seeing her in magazine. And I was always kind of like, if I had more time, I'd like to watch stuff that she was in, because she just seemed really cool. And so, oh my goodness, this makes my day.
Yeah. So I'm excited to see, you know, who, especially the quote killer role. I wonder if she's going to be part of something big, and if she's and who she's going to be related to, if anything, yeah. on the show. So there you go. Let's see here. I'm trying to think if there's anything else. Do you have any other comments on General Hospital before we go, Michael?
I thought there was one thing that I wanted to say, but I can't remember what it was.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It was kind of what Kelly had said. So this Detective Sloan and all this business, and I know that, you know, the previous actor who played him, you know, kind of, you know, got let go and recast, whatever. And I know he was only on for like a day or two, and I shouldn't be caring this much. But I wanted to trust Kelly when she said she liked this new person, and I believe in her. But he came on the screen, and I didn't even realize that's who it was, because the picture that was tweeted did not look like the man that came on my screen. And I don't like this person. I don't care if he's mean. He needs a haircut. The old Sloan didn't have awful hair. I mean, trying to match a little bit. So I may have tweeted the old Sloan and said that he was sorely missed, and he may have favorited it. So I feel a little vindicated, but I don't like Sloan. Before, I could buy Sloan and Anna kind of having this, ooh, they hate each other, but they love each other. There's that tension, and I wanted to see it. And now I just want this man off my screen. He can go home. Yeah. Kelly, he can move in with you. That's all.
Now, look, when he was Dusty, on As the World Turns, he was a totally different person.
And I'm sure Dusty was amazing.
And so yesterday, when the first time I saw him, and he was like, Julian Jerome, and I was like, oh, I hate him already. Love you, Grayson, please stop. I don't love him right now either. Because he's like, he's standing there on the bridge, like, I'm just going to let Julian bleed to death. You can't let Julian bleed to death. He's fine, and I need him on my television screen.
But I know sometimes when they recast, it's because, you know, they really mean it, that they're taking a character in a different direction. And so just as I was starting to like Sloan, maybe that's the exact reason they went this way. Like, maybe they wanted him to be evil and mean and, you know, a big bag of douche. And they're like, you can't do it. People love you too much. Let's bring you in. So I'm going to go with it because, I have no choice, but I'm also kind of curious to see where it goes.
But, it's like he aged like 40 years from the last time he was on as the old character to Grayson, because like the old Sloan didn't have gray hair, did he?
No,
not as much as exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, color his hair, cut it. Because like I like him, trim and adorable and looking like Dusty. So that's what I need him to do. I need him to be Dusty. Just change his name, make him Dusty again.
We're bringing all these old, as
the World Turns, One Life to Live characters to here, so why can't we bring, some of the As the World Turns characters to, Genoa City?
That would be nice. I'll tell you the reason why is because Procter and Grant Gamble own, now this is, quote me if I'm wrong, but Procter, I want to say like prostate or something, I don't know what I'm trying to say. Procter and Gamble own As the World Turns and Guiding Light, I believe, and Sony owns Young and Restless and Bold and the Beautiful or something like that. And there's no way to get a character from there, because trust me, when As the World Turns and Guiding Light left, we wanted a Reba Shane, we wanted Maura West's character, to come join Young and Restless from As the World Turns as her character Carly. It would be great to see some of these people. Cynthia Watros, who played Annie Dutton. We would love to have seen some of these characters continue on, but elsewhere. But because of the whole ownership of the shows, it can't happen, unfortunately.
That's just dumb.
Yeah, well, it is. Just call the gods of soaps and see if we can fix it somehow.
I've got all day on Thursdays and Saturdays, and I'm sure their phone will ring off the hook from here on out.
Okay, well,
I want to see some more, wouldn't seeing more Luke Snyder make you guys happy?
I would like to see some Luke Snyder. I do miss Luke Snyder. I do. Let's wrap up.
Aside from you guys, I imagine he's like the most handsome gay man I've ever seen. So, just saying.
Yes.
Luke Snyder in our life.
Yes. And if anybody has not seen Eastsiders, which is a web series that's now officially made into a movie, that logo premiered, and you can also go to eastsiderstv.com, I believe, and you can watch, the actor who played Luke Snyder in this gay web series, which is fantastic. It's really, really good. So check that out. All right. Before we leave GH and Port Charles, I just want to say that this Friday is a special Valentine's Day episode. There's a promo out. I don't know if anybody's seen the promo yet, but Baby Daddies, Derek Feller and Melissa Peterman will be joined by Cristela Alonso on the special episode. So Baby Daddy is a show on ABC Family, I believe. So the two main characters are coming over to be on the show. And then Cristela, which is a brand new show on ABC, I believe, on Friday nights. And she's also been co-hosting The View the last couple of weeks. Cristela Alonso is going to be on the special episode. So anxious to see what's going on. But in the preview, Brad is in a locker room with a towel on with that guy from Baby Daddy in a towel as well in the locker room. So I'm just saying, I'm going to be tuning in for sure with my 3D glasses on and ready to go. So definitely don't want to miss that. So definitely tune in for that. So as we segue into Days of Our Lives, there was a big announcement this week regarding the new head writers of Days of Our Lives. Yes, again, they're like a swiveling door over there with red head writers. But it's a little connection to Young and the Restless and Hollywood Heights, because Josh Griffith, who just left Young and the Restless and was previously with Jill Farren Phillips over at Hollywood Heights, which was the Nickelodeon drama, is now joining Dina Higley. And they are now set to be the new head writers of Days of Our Lives, and Gary Tomlin and Chris Whitesell are out. So while Days has been admittedly boring the past few months, as far as fans can say, so it should be that there was going to be some new stuff going on. And as we are knowing, as we're now seeing on Young and the Restless with the addition of Chuck Pratt, some things are changing. So, you know, all these shows are doing what they think is best for them to get the right people in the right positions to continue to save and get the shows, the viewers, and bring on new viewers and switch viewers to other shows, you know, because everybody's swapping all over the place. So please welcome these new head writers. And we know Josh Griffith is really good at his job. At least I do, from Young and Restless. And I'm not familiar with Dina Higley, so I don't know if anybody knows anything about her. Hopefully she's nothing like Jill Farren Phillips.
She's done some head writing on other shows before. I think she actually even worked on Days before. I've looked her up on Wikipedia, so she's got experience.
Awesome. So since we've never really, this season, since we haven't talked about Days of Our Lives, because my previous season, I had a Days correspondent. Courtney, give us, because we're kind of familiar with the cast and the stuff going on. So just tell us what's going on in Salem.
I wish I could act excited, but I just can't pretend. I just can't. Since Allison Sweeney and James Scott left in late fall of last year, it's just been really boring. And but there are still those storylines that are extremely twisted, and I think that's why I like them. Mm-hmm. But I think right now the biggest thing that everybody's focusing on is all of the affairs that are going on. I have never seen so many affairs in my life as I've seen in Salem. And people that would never cheat on each other are cheating on each other. And the biggest one is the only gay storyline that's on Days. Will and Sonny, and Will has cheated on Sonny with Sonny's former fling, Paul.
Mm.
And that obviously has caused a lot of uproar, and people that obviously were EJammy fans, fans of EJ and Sammy, would understand how they're feeling, because it was one of those storylines that just didn't need to be messed with, and obviously they thought it was too boring, and they interjected Paul, who is Sonny's former boyfriend, who is a famous baseball player who pretends to be straight, and he came into Salem and immediately started having a relationship with, you know, multiple different people. And when I say relationship, I mean he literally flirted with anything that walked on two legs. And it was mainly Teresa, which is played by Jen Lilly, and she is absolutely amazing. And her storyline with Brady was absolutely my favorite, and it still is my diehard favorite storyline that's going on. Obviously, she had gotten pregnant by Brady, and Eileen Davidson played Kristen. Mm-hmm. And for people that don't know the actress's name, she was on Young and the Restless and plays Ashley. But anyway, Kristen had come back into the picture and obviously caused an uproar, because A, she's a Demira, and B, she's a psycho. Mm-hmm. And she had Teresa kidnapped and stole her fetus out of her body and implanted it into herself so that she would be pregnant by Brady. And then she disappeared off the canvas, and Teresa doesn't have any memory of what happened to her. And a lot of people have been following I don't know why they follow it, but the Daniel and Jennifer love story, whatever you want to call that. I don't call it a love story. But It was just the most ridiculous thing I've ever watched in my life. It was like watching paint dry. And finally, they had them break up, and then Daniel ended up with Ariane Zucker's character, Nicole. And it's just, right now, there's a lot of romances that make no sense. And I think that everybody can agree that watches Days, the most ridiculous storyline that's actually playing right now is this. Melissa Archer came and is playing Serena, which is Eric's former love interest that he met in Africa, whatever. And she has come into the picture, and they're trying to create this new Sammy Brady. And they can deny that, but that's exactly what they're doing. They have a new rival for Nicole, and it's just boring. And then, you know, she has all these pictures of Eric flying around shirtless, and we couldn't figure out why. And come to find out, there's some magical elephant statue that she's going to switch out and put a fake one in its place. Okay, that could have taken you 5 minutes while he was in the bathroom, but they have to stretch the storyline out for like 3 or 4 months, and it's just ridiculous. And when I finally found out that that was why she was so evil, I thought, what is this? Is this Sammy on Valium? What is that? And it's just, that's basically what's happening. We have JJ and Eve, which everybody's talked about that. He has slept with his girlfriend's mother and continues to sleep with his girlfriend's mother. And then, of course, we've got Hope and Aiden. And a lot of BOPE fans are furious about that because they can't picture anybody but Peter Reckle being in the role of Hope's love interest. It's hard for people to accept. And so we've just got a lot of boring love interests and a lot of boring storylines, but I still love the show and I'm still supportive. And when I found out that they were going to have new head writers and I found out who they were, I said, well, okay, we'll give it a shot because it's got to be better than what we had, right?
Exactly.
It's getting to the point where it's almost an embarrassment.
Yeah.
It's an embarrassment at this point.
Well, and just a year ago, wasn't it, at the Daytime Emmys, maybe 2014 or 2013, they won like Soap of the Year, or I mean, they won this big, huge award, but for being amazing. And it just seemed to fall after EJ and Sammy and Kristen left.
From what I read.
Because I haven't watched it since Old Will left. So it's been a couple of years at this point, but I really am a big fan. I used to watch it when I was a kid, and I want to get back into it. And you're making me want to, the way you're talking about it. So I'm going to try.
Well, when it was announced that Allison Sweeney was leaving, and then obviously everybody sat back and said, okay, James Scott's going to leave. That's what's going to happen. We can all feel it. And they were two of the biggest power players on Days, and a lot of people disagreed that, of course, you know, there are other storylines on the show, but I still and will always wholeheartedly believe that their romance was what led Days of Our Lives for quite some time. I think that's what brought in a lot of the ratings. And so when they left, they said, okay, well, we're in trouble. So what do? We bring in a ton of people that are, some are well-known actresses from other soaps. That should help. We'll just give them a crappy storyline. Nobody will care because they just love the faces. And that's just not what's happening. People are just sitting back going, okay, I'd rather watch Bold and Beautiful. I'd rather watch Young and the Restless. I'd rather watch General Hospital. And I knew that was going to happen, and it made me sad because I noticed that when E. Jamie left, the fans left.
Yeah.
And I went, oh, crap. And I thought, and everybody was saying, oh, no, it's not going to affect their ratings at all. And I went, okay, have fun with that. And then as soon as they left, boom. I mean, I'm talking, I can't even, countless numbers of people have just left. But, you know, obviously on the front of Soap Digest, obviously anybody's probably seen it, that they teased readers. It said, Allison Sweeney returning to Days? And I'm like, okay. Flip it open as a fluff piece. And I'm like, dang it. I was hoping that she was going to be like, yeah, I'm coming back because I have nothing left to do with my life. And that was just not the case. And she's talking about coming back for the 50th wedding anniversary, 50th anniversary for the show. And we'll see what happens. But that's pretty much what's going on at Days right now.
I was going to say, the hard thing about Days of Our Lives is they have mastered the art of filming. You know, they film, they're 6 months ahead of schedule. Like they go dark for weeks at a time. Like they've really managed their budget quite well. But they, with all these, the in and out of the head writers, you know, it's kind of like, oh, well, people aren't responding to these stories or whatever. Let's get some new writers. they were 6 months ago. They're not quick fixes, you know. And so the writers who made these stories don't have the time to adapt the stories. And if they do adapt them, it's going to take, you know, 6 months to play out. So they're kind of at a disadvantage because they can bring in new writers all they want, but their filming schedule kind of, it's where other shows are a little more like 1 to 2 months in advance. You know, you can let some things play out. You can switch things. It might take a minute, but they'll catch up. They're hurting themselves this way in a sense. They're saving money, but the stories aren't there. That's just an observation.
Yeah. I think the one thing I'm most critical about, besides the fact that the storylines are just lackluster, is the fact that the sets have just shrunk. And they're these
really?
Little tiny rooms. Yes. We used to have the DeMera Mansion, and it was, you know, all this, you know, there's the garden and the huge living room and everything. They've completely gotten rid of the DeMera Mansion. It's
where
one
do, where
room.
Where do they go? Really?
The study. It's the study. We're going to go to the study. I'm like, okay, yeah, because we all hang out upstairs in a small room with books we don't read. I'm sorry, that's not me. And yeah. I've sat around thinking, okay, budget cuts. Got it. You've obviously got some issues. That's fine. But why get rid of the DeMera Mansion? And I can't picture days without the DeMeras. And it's like they replaced Casey with Billy Flynn, who plays Chad now. And
yeah.
Chad comes back a completely different person. He's in a suit. He's a businessman. And I'm thinking, what did he do? Have a personality transplant? He can't come back a completely separate person. And everybody likes him. But I'm sitting here thinking, okay, I don't want Guy Wilson. I want Chandler Massey back
as
Will. It's like, if you're going to recast, for crying out loud, make sure it's somebody worth my time. No offense to Guy, but he's just not right for the role. I just think Days is just making a huge mistake. Just a huge mistake with everything they're doing.
Now, let me just, since you're so passionate, and Kelly, don't fall asleep. You can do some dishes on mute if you want.
Thank you.
One time. She did it one time.
I know.
I did it one time, not on mute. That was great.
Yes, it was great. I felt every dish bang. But anyway, I wanted to, since I quit watching when Chandler left as well. And to me, Chandler and I'm sorry. Oh my God, I just went blank on their names. What are the gay boy names? Will and Sonny. Will and Sonny, thank you. I knew the drama was going to happen soon enough. And Will and Sonny, of course, they took forever to get together. And the whole coming out was amazing with Marlena and with Sammy. And then, you know, then they got the wedding came, but then it was a whole new actor and stuff. So how is from your perspective, how has the fans welcomed Guy into the role? And also, what led Will and Sonny to... Will cheat. You know, I mean, he wanted Sonny. It took years for them to build that up, and now he's cheating on him with Paul, I think you said. So how that happened, and what are the fans think?
What happened was when Guy, obviously when people found out that Chad, good Lord, Chandler was leaving the role, people were extremely upset about it, obviously because he had just won an Emmy, more than one Emmy for his role. And he wanted to move on and do some other things, and they cast Guy. And when he came onto the scene, I mean, the same reaction was the same reaction that most people say now. It's boring. And he has a hard time switching up his emotions. So it's kind of hard to really buy the character. But at the same time, he has his moments, and obviously the character is so important. And it's been recast before, but Chandler had made it his own. And when obviously EJ died or died, quote unquote, Sammy got this ridiculous offer to come to Hollywood and make a movie about her life when she's been trying to hide from her father-in-law, but she's going to go to Hollywood and make a movie about it. Whatever. Let's move on.
Yeah.
So Will decides to go with her and take their daughter. Well, Will was having some trouble. He got in trouble up in Hollywood with his writing and whatnot, and then he comes back with their daughter, and something happens to where he gets an offer to write a piece that, you know, is really important to this magazine, and he ends up finding out that there's this baseball player, he's in town and he's a stud and whatever. Well, then he, for some reason, I don't know what made him do it, but he goes to his room, He finds out where Paul is staying, and outside the door, he takes his wedding ring off. And we're all sitting there going, why does he do that? He's wanted to be with Sunny forever. Why is he pretending to be something he's not? And he goes in there, and they start having these interactions, and one thing leads to another, and they sleep together. And still, I don't know why. But Sunny and Will were having these fights and whatever the case was, and they ended up having this affair. Well, beforehand, Paul had approached, this was the big bang, and everybody figured out that Paul was gay. He was in the hospital recovering from a shoulder issue, and Teresa and him were acting like they were going to be saying, well, then Paul talks to Sunny, and you're like, oh, they're just good friends. Cool, whatever. Well, then he ends up cornering Sunny in the waiting room and kisses him. So we're like, oh, he's gay. Okay, awesome. Come to find out that's his ex-boyfriend, and Paul pretended that he was straight and would never reveal to the public that he was dating Sunny. So they broke up. And so Sunny is keeping a secret too. He let Paul kiss him. He kept going and meeting him. He kept going and having these secret conversations with him. So Sunny and Will both are just completely out of character. It was the same thing when EJ cheated on Sammy. He chased Sammy for 8 years. And it didn't matter who he was with. And as soon as he had her, he cheated on her with Abigail Devereaux. I guess that they just were trying to, you know, spice it up, but their form of spice was just, it was just sour. So,
yeah. Ooh, that's a good line.
It was just not, it was just a disappointment. It's just, that's probably the biggest disappointment, is the amount of relationships that are destroyed on that show. And it's just unnecessary. And Ken Corday thinks that he's just the thing that hung the moon, so we'll just let him keep thinking that.
Well, all right. Thank you so much for that. See, she's going to be a good one to bring her voice to Days and a little bit of Young and Restless as well. Okay, Kelly, let's get into Genoa City.
I'm so ready. I'm so ready.
Are you ready?
Can I just say, I am ready. I used to watch Days, and I'll tell you how long it's been. My favorite storyline that I saw was when Austin was with Carrie and she got that acid thrown on her face.
Oh,
and
her
I don't
face.
Remember who did it. I don't know.
That's skin grass.
I don't remember any of that, but that was like 15 friggin' years ago, but that's when I watched it.
That's when I started.
And I just kind of gave up after that. I was just like, I can't deal with, because at the time I still watched, you know, like, As the World Turns and The Young and Restless and Bold and Beautiful. And I'm like, I'm 15 years old and I watch 7 soap operas a day and it's ridiculous. So, but that was the last storyline. And didn't Sammy have an eating disorder or something around that time?
Yes, in the early 90s.
Carrie was like a model or something, or she was like, went in beauty pageants or something. And that's why somebody threw acid on her face. I don't remember specifically, but I did love it at that time because Austin was the best thing ever. Ever. I don't even remember the actor that played him, but I don't need to because he was Austin. He was also, he played on Saved by the Bell, but
Saved by the Bell, he was Jeff from the attic.
Right, from the Max. And he managed the Max and dated
the Max,
Kelly.
Yes.
Kelly
he was Kelly's boss. Yeah, they cheated at the attic, and then she broke up with Zach at the prom, and it was all kinds of bad.
And they danced outside to How Am I Supposed to Live
Without You. By A.C. Slater and Jesse Spano.
Exactly.
Oh, this is
too funny. I love where this conversation has gone. Let's talk about Genoa City, Doug.
Okay. Well, that's awesome. I mean, at least you can, you know, it's all about making families here. Take a little time to enjoy Talk Soap. All right. So Young and Restless, Genoa City, big thing starts happening tomorrow. As everybody who have seen the promo for Valentine's Day week, it's going to be huge. We talked about this last week that there's going to be a big, quote, storm coming this way. There's going to be a plane crash. It's going to, I don't know if it's going to cover Genoa City. It's going to go down in Genoa City because a group of people are going from Genoa City to Chicago. There's going to be everybody's going to be like in turmoil and wreckage, and somebody doesn't come out alive. So what does Dylan, Neil, Nick, Fenmore, Joe, Austin, Noah, Victor, and Kevin have in common? One of them is dying next week on Young and the Restless. Who do you think it could be? I'll ask you. Who do you think it's going to be, Kelly?
I mean, like, I don't know, because you could look at any, you could look at any of those characters, and there is probably somebody else on that show that wants to kill them. I mean, like, Sharon could go a little bit off the deep end and want to kill Nick. I mean, obviously Neil could lose his mind and do something to Devon. I mean, there's so many ways this could go, and I don't, like, it bothers me that I don't know which way it's going to go. The thing I'm happy about, because I'm sure you heard, you know, like, you know, the rumor that, like, it was supposed to be the airplane that was supposed to crash into the underground that starts this whole, you know, quote unquote storm or whatever, was supposedly at one time rumored to be, you know, a plane that Avery and Dylan rent to try to, you know, to fly Banner and try to save Crimson Lights. And I'm just glad that story is, you know, that rumor was untrue, because that sounded absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah,
like, that just sounded stupid. So I'm really glad that it's not, you know, that's not the case. But I mean, you look at it, it says somebody tall, dark, and handsome is going to die. Well, it could be Joe. I like Joe. I kind of don't want him to go anywhere. But I mean, like, it could be Austin, because Austin, like, his switch flipped, and now all of a sudden he's an asshole.
Yeah.
And I'm like what? And that just happened, like, out of nowhere. And so all of a sudden he's getting, you know, texting people, asking them if they're awake. And I'm like, you know, like, when I was his age and I got a text from somebody asking if I was awake, there was one thing that one, you know, they have in their mind, you know, when somebody's texting me at 12:30 at night, oh, are you up? I mean, seriously, like, what's he doing? Like, I can't stand Summer. I cannot stand Summer. She whines all the time about everything. If she's not whining about Austin, she's whining about her mom. If she's not whining about that, she's, Sharon, so mean and evil. And I mean, like, get over it. Why don't you be happy that you are, A, loaded, you know, B, you're married to, you know, a man that supposedly loves you, you know, and C, you can do whatever you freaking want to. You're 19 years old and you hang out in a bar every day because your dad owns it, even though it's probably not legal for you to do so. Like, get over it. Get over it. I used to have the same disdain for Abby, but now Abby is kind of starting to grow on me again. But I mean, like, just Summer, just stop. Just stop.
Ugh. Okay. Well, of the people that I listed, that's okay. Of the people I listed, who would you like it to be? Let me go through the list again. It's either Dylan, Neil, Nick, Finn, Joe, Austin, Noah, Victor, Kevin. Who would you like to see taken off the canvas of those, just one of those nine?
Oh, my word. Wow. The person that I would be, like, I would miss all of them, and I would be very sad if any of them, well, I will be obviously very sad after tomorrow when one of them doesn't make it, but I think I'd probably be the least upset if it was Austin.
Yeah.
But that's just because, like, I haven't really liked him long enough to, like, form an attachment, you know, so I'm not going to be like, oh, my gosh, you know,
yeah,
I'm
going to
come back next week, and I'm going to be like, oh, my gosh, where's Austin?
I think if this is going to be the biggest storyline in a decade, apparently this is what they're saying, if this is going to be the biggest storyline, I think it should be someone huge. And I'm talking one of the main stars, not wasted on Austin. That's just my opinion. I mean, Austin is just a part, a day player that's just not even worth even having on the show. So no offense to the actor Matthew, but, you know, it's just, he's just not worth killing off, or, you know, being killed off by this tragedy that's getting ready to happen. Now, something that would be a shocker would be like Dylan or Nicholas or Kevin or Victor. Some of the people have been on the show for a long time. That would be something to really stir up, you know, some controversy and some, you know, some emotions. But if you if we lose Austin, we lose Joe. Poor Finn barely gets any airtime as it is, so I wouldn't miss him. And Noah, he's never been on there, so I wouldn't miss him. So let's make it worth it, Chuck. Go ahead.
If we lose Austin, that gives Summer one more thing to cry and whine and complain about.
Exactly.
I pray that it's not him. But I tell you, and this may come as like a shock and surprise, the person that I would probably be like second least upset after Austin would probably be Dylan, because he is like, he's a loose cannon. And I mean, like, and I feel like, you know, like his character in a lot of ways probably adequately reflects, you know, what he's supposed to portray, you know, a soldier who's dealt with, you know, and may have these like PTSD, you know, issues. But like, I mean, he flips his lid about everything. And so I feel like I wouldn't be devastated if, and Steve Burton, I love you. I do. But I mean, like in a perfect world, you know, hey, how about Dylan dies on Young and the Restless and he goes back to General Hospital. I almost called it Dying Light. He goes back to General Hospital, and then Billy Miller comes back to Young and the Restless. That would be a perfect world.
You can say that every day, but it's not going to happen. But go ahead.
I know. I wish. And that's why I said, like, in a perfect world, because new Billy still sucks.
Yeah. Okay. So let's, you know, we got to get going so we can get everything covered. Real quick, actually, Courtney, any thoughts on that? I'm sorry, I got to get used to you're here now. So, any thoughts on what the one of the nine people that are going to be dying off the show this upcoming week?
Oh, she said she messaged us on Facebook and said that her phone was dying. So I think it may have done that.
Oh, I'm glad I have a backup person reading the tweet, reading the Facebook. Okay, well, thanks for that input there, Courtney, and your opinion is always valued. Okay, so let's just go ahead and let me ask you. Okay, so Adam, aka Gabriel, he is just, I mean, I love him. I love watching me some Justin Hartley, especially with him shirtless yesterday or today or whatever day it was. I mean, I'm just loving it. And also for anybody out there that has not seen the 20-minute interview with Justin done, video interview done by Michael Fairman, go to michaelfairmansoaps.com, watch the video. Whew, oh my. But anyway, he is just not taking no time. He has moved himself across the hall from Chelsea and Billy. He has got his so-called wife in there with him, Sage, who plays by Kelly Sullivan. And they're obviously, when they're together, they make it, Sage makes it apparent that she's unhappy. But he's just like all over the place with Chelsea, and Chelsea's, you know, he's been saying some stuff that's really gotten Chelsea kind of like, how's he know that? Why would he say that? So what do you think about, Adam and his a little abrasiveness, I should say?
I don't know. I mean, like, I love him. I almost feel like it's blasphemous to my sweet Michael Muni, but I mean, like, this is the recast that I've probably been the happiest with of any recast in any soap I've ever watched. Mm-hmm. But I mean, it's just I want him to be with Chelsea. Like, I want them to be together, because that, like, Adam and Chelsea together made me, like, super happy, because that brought out, like, the soft side of Adam. And, like, you know, you see Adam being a, you know, a grade-A D-bag, you know, 75% of the time. And then you get, you know, and then you get to see him, like, you know, with Chelsea and with you know, and with Connor when he was first born. I mean, like, when he would pick him up and call him Peanut, that was the cutest thing I've ever seen. And yeah. I mean, like, oh my gosh, like seriously. So I want them to be together. But I mean, like, Sage is, she just like, she goes off and she's like, you're going to ruin this for yourself. And I mean, it's just like, she'll just like yell at him and, but I haven't watched today's episode yet. I cannot lie to you. But I really liked, I guess on yesterday's episode when, you know, they were sitting on the couch after, you know, she told him why she said what she said to Billy, mm-hmm. about, you know, like wanting a family or whatever. And when she says, you know, it's, because she can't have kids, and he hugs her and she finally kind of like softens up about it. And she's like, you're going to win Chelsea back. And then it's like, you know, lays her head over on his shoulder. I was just like, you know, like finally she does something that I actually like, mm-hmm. because like, I can't make myself like her really yet.
Yeah.
Because I mean, like.
Yeah. So with Victor now winding up Kelly, you know, another crazy person like he did with Patty, you know, I think it's going to be, God, Victor. Just when you think Victor gets a little bit of a heart, like he did when he stopped the takeover of the coffee house, and then when he, you know, so-called thought he was doing, we thought he was doing good with Phyllis. Then he goes and brings Phyllis to the house, and we got Jack who's pissed off about it. We have Nikki who's, you know, drinking herself to death over there with half-seeing blind Neil. And, you know, what's the end game that Victor is planning on doing with Phyllis? You know, what do you think his plan is for her?
See, that's what, like, most of the time I can see, you know, like my mom and I used to say to each other all the time, like we would figure storylines out before they happen, and we'd be like, we should write for this show. But I mean, like, right now I cannot for the life of me figure out what exactly is going on, because yeah. you know, like, I guess he wants them to you know, he wanted the doctor to, you know, determine that she was fit to stand trial or whatever, or she was competent or she was sane or whatever. You know, but I'm like, why put Kelly up to going to the hospital?
Yeah.
You know, but I don't know that he put Kelly up to it. I think Kelly went on her own volition. But then, like, he asked the doctor on the phone, like, did you talk to her? And I'm like, dude, like, what? I mean, like, Kelly, I'm ready for that to be over. I really am. Yeah. Because yeah. she's a loony. She's a loony tune. I'm done with it. I don't know.
I don't know if you. I don't know if it was today or yesterday.
I can't wrap my mind around it. Sorry, go ahead.
That's okay. If you didn't see it yesterday, I don't know if it was today or yesterday, but, you know, when she was confronted and she picked up that knife from the table and shook it at Avery, did you see that?
No, that's supposed to happen today, and I haven't watched it.
Oh, okay, all right, yeah, you'll.
But I did see. I mean, I saw it in the previews, and I'm like, look, yeah. there's a perfect girl. She's acting crazy.
Yeah. Yep. Let's see what else is going on. Oh, so finally we get a little bit of sight for Neil as he is going to go see. Hillary and or Devon, I'm not sure exactly who he was going to go see, but he actually opens up the door and his vision comes and he sees, well, his vision's almost clear because, you know, he's been blind for a couple months now, and he sees Hillary and Devon in bed. And since then, well, first he ran to the nearest bar and he ran into Nikki and told Nikki the whole story. But now, as you'll see in today's episode as well, you know, he's really pretty much telling Hillary and Devon, he, in a way, he knows what's going on, but they're so oblivious they don't realize that he's on to them. And so what do you think about with that story that's coming to a head or opening up, I should say?
Yeah, I mean, like, he it's kind of funny because, like, after he saw them, you know, and he came back down and sat at the table, and then Devon came in and sat with him. I mean, he was like, he was hateful. You know, Neil was like hateful, and he was trying to, I felt like he was trying to make it like, you know, like, you know, like, hello, you know, like, I've got something figured out, and, you know, like, I've got you all totally figured out. I'm just waiting for you to figure it out, but I've got you figured out. But, I mean, like, it just, I mean, it just blows my mind. And my favorite thing about Neil, he was I felt like when he was looking in that mirror, when he was sitting at the bar and he was, like, messing with his hair, I felt like he was saying to himself, like, why have they let me look like this for the past, like, 5 months? Like, he looks like a disaster. Like, he desperately needs a haircut. Like,
yes.
Please. Because Neil is so handsome when his hair is all, you know, cut, like, close to his head and he doesn't have his little afro. Like, I guess him being blind means that they can't take him to the barbershop or something. But,
apparently.
I mean, like, I feel like that's kind of what he was saying because he was like, you know, like, feeling his face and, like, his hair. And I felt like his next line out of his mouth should have been, like, you know, look what they're letting me look like or something. Because, I mean, like, you know, bless his heart.
Yes, bless his heart.
But, I mean,
so,
like, when does he find out, or when did they find out that he can see? Like, are they going to find out that he can see while the plane's going down and he all of a sudden is, like, you know, able to hold on to stuff or grab stuff or whatever? I don't know.
I guess we're going to find out because it all starts tomorrow all the way through next week. Just like, you know, we had last week in, half of last week and the week before over in General Hospital where everything was just so chaotic and crazy. Now it's time for Young and Restless because, you know, Adam is, a.k.a. Gabriel, is going to be part of it. And I think he's in Connor's missing and Adam's there in the wreckage. And, you know, it's just there's somebody screaming for help and Jill's on the plane. And if you look at the trailer, if you've seen the trailer promo, I mean, I watched it frame by frame by frame to see exactly what the hell's going on. So many people are involved in this, like just like on Guiding Light General Hospital, with so many people involved in the stuff that was happening a couple weeks ago. So it's going to be really exciting. So I'm anxious to talk next Thursday about all the stuff that happened. There's definitely a lot going on there. So before we leave with Young and Restless and you give us a Bold and Beautiful update, I'm sure you may have seen this on social media, but CBS is being sued, and Sony, by ex-Young and Restless star Victoria Rao. And imagine that. It says here, former Young and Restless star sues CBS and Sony for retaliation after calls for diversity. There's a big, long press statement, a press thing on here for it. But if you follow her on Twitter, and I've had to unfollow her, she's been on my show before, but I've had to unfollow her because when she goes on her racial or diversity rants, they're just unbelievable. And I don't know if either any of you follow her out there or any fans listening follow her. I don't follow her because she just is always, and I don't know if it's right or wrong, or I don't know exactly what happened. Nobody, I mean, we don't know what happened behind the scenes back in the 90s or 2000 when she was let go or she quit or whatever the story was. But she's now, you know, getting her 15 minutes of fame once again, and she's suing Young and Restless, CBS and Sony, I should say. And, in her claim, she alleges that CBS and Sony rejected her reemployment in retaliation for her speaking out on the need to increase the presence of African-American in soap operas. Well, we all want the one and only Drusilla back, played by Victoria Rao, but she can't get reemployed because of her vocalness, I should say, on the diversity and lack of since the Bells family no longer runs the show.
I mean, like, I know there's plenty of characters, but you look at, I mean, like, there's Neil, there's Hillary, Lily, Devon, Tyler was there for a while. I mean, there's plenty of Malcolm came back. I mean, it's not like they have, like, one token African-American on that show. You know what I mean? Like, I don't feel like there's a lack of diversity. Does that sound, like, insensitive? Or what? Because, I mean, like, there's all kinds of people.
Yeah.
We got rich people. We got poor people. We got douchebags. We got nice guys. We got black people, white people, Australians. I mean,
her fight is also for behind the scenes, with writers and with crew people and prop people and, you know, a lot of people behind the scenes as well. And the fact that, you know, in daytime in general, there is a lack of African-American. But I will say, just as you listed, we didn't have very many for a while on Young and Restless. And now we have, as you said, you know, five or so. Tyler and Mason, you know, went MIA. So all we have really now is the ones that you listed. So good luck, Victoria. This isn't going to get you back on the show. And if they ever want to recast Drusilla, they're going to have to recast her with a new actress, because unfortunately what she's done is just dug herself a bigger hole. And especially if she's going to sue them, I don't know what she's going to get out of it. So we'll be following that story, you know, like we do all the other stories. So give us a real quick recap on Bold and the Beautiful. What's going on over there in that crazy show?
Well, it's still a whole bunch of the same. Rick is a tyrant. And it's still like, being a jerk, you know, rubbing Maya in everybody's face. He's, you know, they're calling him like a slave driver, but it's pretty exciting because Steffi came back, which was like, you know, like I was not a huge fan of her when she left after, you know, when she had a motorcycle accident and lost her baby and then she left and went to Paris. Like, I wasn't a huge fan, but now that she's back, I'm like, you know, more power to you, because I was so sick of like the Hope and Liam and blah, blah, blah. But, you know, she's come back and they're trying to, Liam is trying to convince her to get Thomas and her dad to give them some of their stocks, like basically to sell Liam their stocks so he can do like a hostile takeover of Forrester. And I saw in some spoiler thing, you know, at the beginning of the year for like the next few months, like Forrester was going to change hands. So I hope that happens. I'm ready for, you know, Rick took Stephanie's picture down off the mantle and then put, put a big picture of Maya up there. And she looks like, I mean, she looks stupid in the picture. Like, she just looks absolutely ridiculous. Like, it's a portrait of, and it looks like, you know, she's in like medieval times. It looks like a big picture of like Queen Elizabeth with the big dress and, you know, ugly hair. And that's the picture that he had put up of Maya. And it's ugly and it's ridiculous.
But, I'm so glad I don't watch that anymore.
I mean, it's parts of it are absolutely insane.
Yeah.
But they've, you know, Brooke came back, and I mentioned that last week because she got back and tried to tell everybody what they were going to do and how they were going to do it and blah, blah, blah. But she decided that she was going to stick it to Caroline for, you know, cheating on Rick with Ridge by trying to get Ridge back. And so at the end of one episode, you know, she's asking him, like, aren't you in love? Because she's like, he came to her house and she's like, you know, aren't you still in love? And he's like, oh, I am in love. And she grabs him up and gives him this big hug. And then he like pulls away from her and he's like, I'm not in love with you. I'm in love with Caroline. And so now it's like, you know, I guess we're supposed to feel, you know, feel bad for her because, you know, Bill went back to Katie and Ridge is now with Caroline and Deacon's with Quinn. So, you know, poor little lonely Brooke is sad and drinking her big bottle of vodka and sitting by the fireplace and crying. Well, I don't feel, too bad about it, you know. So, it's just ridiculous as usual. But I'm ready for, like, I'm ready for Eric to come back and, like, you know, he supposedly can't get rid of Rick as CEO for a year because they signed this contract or whatever. But I'm ready for him to come back and, like, kick him out of the house at least, you know. Yeah. Like,
get your big ugly portrait of your stupid girlfriend and get out of my house. I'm ready for that to happen because, I mean, he's just, and he's, you know, I guess I had softened a little bit on Maya, but one day this week, like, I guess it was Monday or something, like, it showed them, like, laying, they're in bed at the house, and then, like, Ivy and what's her name? Allie were downstairs, and Oliver was there, and he buzzes downstairs because he wants some ice, and he has Allie, like, bring them ice cream while he and Maya are in the bed, and they're naked and in the bed and have just been doing stuff in the bed. And I'm like, dude, like, that's how disrespectful is that? And so it just the disdain just grew all over again because it was like, oh, like, good grief. And Maya's sitting in the bed and giggling like, I don't know why Ivy and Allie still live here. And this is where Michael, kind of like you did before, like, I have to remind myself they're not real people. They're not part of my life. I shouldn't start yelling at the television. But then I do. I'm like, they still live in that house because they're actually Foresters. You know, they're actually part of that family. That's why they live in that house. You know, you're not a Forester. You're just a Forester side piece. So, like, stop being, you know, whatever you're being. Anyway.
Yeah.
The story's just ridiculous. I'm ready for Liam to hurry up and take over Forester and get it over with. And then hopefully, you know, something more exciting will start happening.
Yeah.
But as of right now, it's just the same blah, blah, blah.
Exactly. Well, when anything really exciting and juicy and worthwhile, I'll come back and check it out. Well, Michael, do you have anything to add on General Hospital on your side? Anything you want to add?
No, I think I'm good today.
All right. Kelly, do you have anything you want to add about any of the soaps you watch?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I'm off
that. All right. Well, that sounds good. Well, this is the end of this portion of the show. We're going to actually be continuing on to do a segment of Hot Topics just to cover some of the big topics that's happened this year. So we're actually going to end the segment, but if you're listening live, continue listening. If you're listening to the archive, you'll have to click a different link as I'm going to edit it and upload it separately. So with that being said, we'll be back next time.
Thanks for tuning in to this week's Talk Soap. And don't forget, the first and only rule of Talk Soap is that we do talk soap.